From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has arrived in Ethiopia for 2 days of talks with Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn and officials at the African Union, which is headquartered in the capital, Addis Ababa. Redwan Hussein is Ethiopia's head of the government's communications office.
The relationship that we have with America had lasted for about centuries. And no sitting American president has ever attempted to visit Ethiopia. Now, people would wonder why now. Then they would answer, it's because we have become visible enough. It's because we have become important enough to be seen, to be visited.
Mr. Obama's talks with Ethiopian and AU officials will focus on terrorism, human rights, and the civil war in South Sudan. Before going to Addis Ababa, President Obama spent several days in Kenya, where he hosted the Global Entrepreneurship Summit with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. White House has condemned as abhorrent Sunday's car bombing outside a hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, that killed at least 9 people, wounded about 20 others. The attack heavily damaged the Jazeera Hotel, considered among the most secure in the city and home to several diplomatic missions. The attack was claimed by the Al-Shabaab militant group. Female suicide bombers detonated explosives in Marua, that's in northern Cameroon, and Damaturu in Nigeria, killing at least 35 and wounding dozens of others. The target in Marua late Saturday was a bar where a young bomber set off her explosives. In Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State, a young girl with explosives managed to get past a security screening entrance to the marketplace to set off her bomb. This is VOA News.